Thank you for holding. Is this Timothy?
Yep.
Hey, Timothy. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
Doing good. Yourself?
So far, so good. It's been a busy Monday, that's for sure. A good problem to have.
It's Monday.
Yeah. I understand that you were having a conversation with my representative, Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were reaching out to you today?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
As of right now, no, it's pretty much that it's on the Google search, so whatever service area we're servicing, when someone searches it, we'll be on the first list of companies that pop up.
Correct. Yeah. Have you ever done the search on Google and you see how there's like a little map when you type in like overhead doors?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a list of like three top recommended options next to it. Little red dot kind of indicating where they are. Okay. Yeah. That's where we're talking about listing you. It's a Google Places placement. And it's servicing Las Vegas and surrounding areas.
The sponsored ones. Google Guaranteed.
No. So Google Guaranteed is a different program, and the sponsored ones are Google Ads. So we're talking about a Google Places placement. That's why I wanted to be really specific about
Google
that.
Places.
So, yeah, you see the map.
Yeah.
So it's one of those. So these are verified local listings. Like you actually have to be in this service area in order to show up. People can run ads from like far away, you know, it could be like 50, 100 miles away and be in that ad section or be in that Google Guarantee section where they're paying per click or paying per lead in those systems.
Okay.
Yep. So since you're actually in Las Vegas, we're able to pin verify you. They'll send like a postcard to your address. That's how you get that little red dot on the map indicating where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could cover up to a 40-mile radius from that address. That's the service area that we're looking to cover. Now, you could shrink it. It's just saying up to 40 miles. So if you don't want to go that far, we could always shrink it too.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So that would be the maximum. Obviously, the more ground you cover, the more visibility you're going to get and opportunities you're going to have. So, you know, we always recommend that. If you wanted to cover more ground, then we'd have to do like a Google Ad campaign or a Google Guarantee campaign in order to get you opportunities outside of the local area.
Okay.
Okay. But I always like to start small, you know, start with the local listing, you know what I mean? Get your foot in the door, get your reviews going, get your Google business page verified, you know, start generating clients. And then with those clients, if you end up hiring some people or, you know, looking to expand, we could always cross that bridge when we get there.
Yep.
And have it be self-sufficient rather than just throw a bunch of money at the wall and see what sticks, right? So do you have your own website for the business?
It's being made right now.
Okay, perfect. Nice. You have an ETA on it?
Probably a couple of weeks, to be honest.
Oh, wow. Why is it taking so long?
We just actually started on it, going to a company, getting it done.
Oh, okay. I mean, we do offer custom website designs here. They're all usually done within 5 to 7 days of sign up, and that's pushing it. Yeah, usually I have them completed within, you know, 3 to 4 days of signing up for the service.
Okay.
It's definitely something we want to have. But.
So, yeah, we already have it in the works right now, so. It's already,
okay. Well, I mean, it's not a requirement to put you up there. So, I mean, if you want to start out with it uncompleted, you know, we'll get the Google business profile created. That's actually what shows up on the first page anyway and holds your reviews. You can still get clients, but, you know, obviously once that's done, we want to go ahead and add that. So that way when they click on the website portion of the profile, there's something there to show them.
Well, yeah, that's what we were waiting more or less towards the end of the month. We were thinking about getting on Google, but we were going to wait towards, like, the end of this month, beginning of next month to actually do it.
Well, I mean, you could throw yourself on Google at any time, you know, but you doesn't mean you're going to be on the first page, you know. First page is where 90% of the searches start and stop, you know. So we just had this Google Places listing become available. It's not something where we could put unlimited amount of people up there whenever.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So as far as, like, oh, sorry, go ahead.
the only advertising that we're doing right now is like on Angie's League. And really and truly, the only another reason why we're waiting another month is because we don't want our name out on Google yet. You know, because we're in the process of transitioning from one company to our own company, and we don't want our name out on Google yet. So that's why we haven't done anything with Google. And that's one of the reasons why we're holding off, because
you're going to change your name?
No, we're not changing our name. We work for a different company right now, and we're starting our own company. So we're not trying. We still work a 9-to-5 as we're opening our company.
Right.
So we're
not trying. You guys are never going to, like, leave your 9-to-5 until this job is going to produce a consistent amount of income for you guys to do that. The only way that that's going to happen is if people are able to consistently find your business. I understand that's probably why you jumped on Home Advisor by Angie's. But if you Google overhead doors right now, just underneath the Google Places section, you'll find Home Advisor by Angie's. So they're paying Google to get those leads. They're reselling them to you for a marked up price, and they go to like 3 or 4 other people. So they're not exclusive, and you still get charged for them even if you don't get them. So listing
yourself.
Exactly,
and we've been doing fine with the Angie's lead. We're just not ready to be on Google yet. That's it. Because like, it's a conflict of interest, and by the end of the month we'll be ready. Because we've made enough money to where we can branch off. We're just trying to do it at another way. Well,
I gotcha. Well, hopefully there's a position available next month. That's all I can say. The last time we had an opening in your industry in Las Vegas was about 10 months ago. So I understand your plan, but then there's also, like, you have to actually have a spot available to put yourself there. Because you're willing to be on the first page and pay to put yourself up there. It doesn't mean there's availability if another business solicits that space already.
So even if we did decide to go with the option, I mean, would we be able to hold off before you post us on there, or how does that work out? Because, like
I mean,
said,
we could delay it a couple weeks. I mean, we could delay it a couple weeks, yeah. I mean, it's everything doesn't get published in the flip of a switch. There's a lot more than just Google that goes into having that Google Places placement, too. Like, we have Facebook ads up and running. We would build your site for you, unless you want to go with, you know, the site you already have. There's 60 directories that we would submit. So the Google verification process usually takes about 2 to 3 weeks for you to get all the paperwork into Google to have them to have you as a verified business. That PIN verification usually takes about a week, week and a half in order to even get in the mail. So it's not like I sign you up today, you're going to be up there tomorrow. You know, and we could kind of hold off on publishing until you guys give us the green light. But we always try to.
Yeah, that's what we're trying to make sure, because we're trying to get on Google, but we're not exactly ready to be on Google.
Right.
That's why I said that by the end of this month, beginning of next month, was around the time we were thinking of actually being able to be on Google.
Right.
So.
Here, let me show you something. Tim, is this your number?
That's my number.
Okay. Sorry, what was that?
That would be Will's number.
Wade?
Will.
Oh, okay. Like Will Smith?
Will Hall.
Will Hall. Okay, I got you. But just W-I-L-L, right? Okay. I'm going to send you a text here. I want to show you something. Where is it? Initial invoice. Okay. So every time somebody signs up for our service, they get this. This is the outline of the service agreement in writing. If you click on that link in there, it'll say Timothy on it, Will. Sorry, we had him as the primary on the account. But, either way.
No, she called back for Will, man.
She did?
Yes, she did.
Well, he must have made an impression because she changed the name to Timothy.
I had to call me back.
Oh, gotcha.
I had to call me back.
Yeah, gotcha.
And when she called me back.
You had him on the line with us?
So click. Yeah, I just merged them in. So okay. I click that link and then what?
Yeah, so if you scroll down, there's a section on there that says delivery dates and client responsiveness. It says delivery dates may vary depending on client's responsiveness. The company will submit the aforementioned optimized work to our publisher network within a maximum of 30 days from the account start date. So literally, if we started it today, the maximum would be 1 month from today. Right? It says, please note that it could take 30 to 45 days to see maximum results. The company requires our client's assistance to help the company gather information and photos about their company and give the company access to their Google business profile that's created so the company can optimize it. Client is also required to respond to relevant.com's attempts to get the Google PIN verification that comes in the mail, if applicable, right? So, I mean, realistically, signing up today would be setting yourself up for 30 days from now to see maximum
results.
What's
the pricing on everything on that?
Well, this one is blank on the payments, right? I'll send you guys the actual one at the end. Let me send the pricing page over so you can get a breakdown of it. Here comes another text, Will.
TJ, I'm going to forward it to you so you can see it.
Yeah.
I'm about to be driving. I'm about to.
Yeah, they got me going across town right now, too.
Okay, well, look, I'll shoot you guys straight. So with all the bells and whistles for us to be like a one-stop shop for your business, basically we want to make it so you don't need any other marketing agencies. We don't want you having 100 different bills floating around, 100 different companies that you're working with. So the Platinum Package is like not just the first placement on Google, but Bing, Facebook ads, you know, all the directories, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Amazon Alexa voice search results. There's about 60 of them. That'll be outlined in the service agreement. So that Platinum Package is advertised at $599. I could reduce the monthly price by 50%. So I can get it down to $299 as part of a new in business credit. That's covering 40 miles.
Good to me, TJ.
It's $10
good
a day.
To me too.
Yeah, it's $10 a day. It's month to month. You don't have to commit to anything long term. We just go 30 days at a time. You're covering up to 15 different keyword terms or services for up to a 40-mile radius around Las Vegas.
That works for me, and I got to talk to my uncle about seeing if we can get his warehouse address we could use for the business.
For the PIN verification? We don't have to display the address either, so if you guys want to like PIN verify a residence or the current address that you have, it's fine. You're in a service-based industry where you're going to the client, so you're not required to display the address. We would literally just send the PIN there, get the number. The little red dot on the map would be so vague, they wouldn't even know exactly like where you are, and then it'll just have city, state, and zip on the your listing, and won't have like an actual address for them to get turn-by-turn directions or show up at your door.
Gotcha. No, I have the business listed under my grandparents' address right now, so yeah, I definitely don't want anyone to be able to see that.
Yeah, we'll hide it for you. Not just on Google, but all the online listings, you know. It would literally just be to send that postcard there.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a little 5-digit number on the back of the card we need from you when it comes in. And then you only got to do that one time for as long as you own the business. Once you're Google verified, even if you leave our services later.
Okay. And so that we get Google verified.
I'm sorry, you're far away from the phone. I can't hear you.
So we get Google verified and all that stuff with this package?
Correct. Yeah, we walk you through the verification process. We do all the legwork on it for you. So we're a premier Google partner. We're literally verifying your listing independently in-house.
So I got a call. Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It's a job coming in. Hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
No, you still got me, guys.
This is TJ at Rebel Overhead Doors.
What's your store? What's the name?
At Rebel Overhead Doors.
Oh.
Angie's has linked us up with you.
Say it again?
Angie's List and Home Advisor have linked us with you to see a garage repair.
Oh. Yeah, I don't need it right now, okay?
You don't need it right now?
Yeah, don't worry. All right.
Okay, sorry about that. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. Yeah, so that one didn't go through.
Right, and see, that's a perfect example of why you need our services. Angie's List will, our home advisor will try to charge you for that lead right there.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy didn't even set an appointment or anything. He just told you I didn't need it, right? So they charge you per lead. You know, we're listing you independently. People are able to call you directly, but you're not getting charged per lead. Your bill stays $299. So you get 100 phone calls, you know, your bill is the same. You don't have to worry about a change in the pricing structure or what you're spending each month.
But that works.
So, I mean, if I could approve that pricing structure on the package on a month-to-month basis, is this something you guys can see a value and give it a shot? That way I can show you how well it works?
Yeah, we're with that.
Okay. So I'm going to create the business profile. You said Will is going to be the primary on the account?
That's fine. You want to be the primary on the account?
You got it, brother.
Okay. I'll still have Tim in there, so he can make decisions. And then I'm going to send you my direct number and extension, Will. If you could forward that to him, that way if you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns, you can both still get a hold of me moving forward, okay?
Gotcha. You just he can reset as a primary. That's what I was telling you. You got it, brother.
I can be either or. It doesn't matter who's the primary.
It don't matter.
Okay, here, let me ask you the real question. Here's the real question, okay, because this is a business expense. You guys are going to write this off anyway at the end of the year. You're just going to get it back, right? So whose card is it on?
The business card.
Okay, whose name's on
it? It's under the Rebel. We can do one with, we'll put it on with my name on it, but it has a Rebel account on it.
Right, I know it'll say Rebel Overhead Doors LLC, and you guys will still be able to write it off, but is it under Tim or Will? Like, there's also one of your names.
This will be under mine. If I give you a card right now, it'll be under mine.
Okay, because that's what we're going to do. We're going to secure the listing, take it off the board, and I'm going to schedule a client interview with you guys either later today or tomorrow. And that's where we'll sit down and customize the campaign and interview you.
Okay.
Okay. So let me create the account, though. So it's going to be under Tim, right? And then Will is the secondary?
Yep.
Okay, what's your last name, Tim?
DeVito, D-E-V-I-T-O.
D-E, Z as in zebra?
D as in Victor, like Danny DeVito.
Oh, okay, gotcha. And then obviously Tim is short for Timothy. It sounds like he's been calling you TJ the whole time, is that right?
Yeah, my middle name's Joel, so Timothy Joel DeVito, so yeah, TJ.
Okay, gotcha. All right, I'll call you TJ. And then what's the business email address where I could send that agreement that I sent to Will? With the receipt and the outline.
So the admin, admin, at rebeloverheaddoors, with an S, .com.
Okay. rebeloverheaddoors.com. Okay. And then this phone number, the 702-542-1448, is that the best phone number for us and your clients to reach you guys?
That's Will's number. We have a business line, a business number. That would be 702.
Okay.
810-4111.
Okay. So I'm not going to have Will's line displayed anywhere, but I do have it on file just in case I need to get a hold of you guys. So everything's going to be directed towards 702-810-4111.
810-4111. Yep, that'll be the work phone.
Okay, perfect. And then did you have your own independent line as well?
Yes.
Okay. What's your line?
702.
Okay.
809-0762.
Okay. This won't be displayed to customers. I just have it on file in case I need to get a hold of you. Maybe the business line's too busy one day. I can call you directly.
That works.
Okay. All right, and then how do you guys want the hours of operation for the business listed?
8 to, well, we're available like set appointments and stuff like that probably any time, but like actual hours of operation probably
8 to 8.
Okay, 8 to 8. Is that Monday through Friday?
Well, that's every day, right?
Okay.
Or do you want to be closed on Sundays?
Monday.
No, we do every day from there.
Every day, yep.
Monday through Sunday. And then emergency services available for an extra charge? Like after hours?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Will, what's your last name?
Hall, H-A-L-L.
Okay. I forgot you said that, but I just didn't save it here in the partner section. All right. Okay, 8 to 8, Monday through Sunday, 24/7 emergency. And then you guys can accept cash, check, and card?
Yep.
Okay.
We haven't tried to stick away from checks just because of the bouncing of checks.
Mm-hmm.
So we'd rather do like cash, card, Zelle, Apple Pay.
Cash, card, and any contactless pay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay, so we'll avoid the checks. You said cash, card, Zelle, Apple Pay?
Yeah, like any contactless pay.
Okay, Venmo?
Yep.
Cash App?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Submit. You guys have PayPal by chance or QuickBooks?
We do have both. I have a PayPal. We don't have a PayPal for the company yet, but we have a QuickBooks for the company.
Okay, perfect. Then you said the website's going to need like another week or so?
Yeah, so we've been slacking on getting them the information we need to get them, so we need to get on that and get them the stuff over, and then they can get to getting the rest of the stuff. They actually called us today about getting them some more stuff to get it going, so.
Okay. Do you know
we're working a 9-to-5.
Sorry. Do you know the domain name?
Do we know the domain yet?
RebelOverheadDoors.com.
Okay, let me see what we got.
I think that should be it.
Okay. It says the domain is owned, yeah, but there's no content yet.
Yeah, so they probably already got us the domain and we're just,
Well, we already have the domain set up when we set up the email address. It's just that now we gave them access to do all the stuff.
Yeah, you own the domain. So if what we'll do is we'll wait on that to publish. Obviously, you know, we're going to want to have the site. But if you guys have any issues with it or if you don't like it, it's the same concept. You just add us as manager to it, and then you're eligible for a My Site, which is a custom website design. It's no extra cost. It's part of your package. So if you guys decide you don't like it or – yeah. We kind of like having it all under one roof, too, because if there's something that Google's like, hey, you need to change this on the site, then we have to contact you, then you contact them, you know, make the change. If we have it all under one roof, it's really easy. We could just say, hey, Google's telling us to change this or this happened, and then we just go in there and modify it ourselves. So just makes things a little easier. It's one less step, but I know you guys might have already paid these guys and already started working on it, so, you know, I want to make sure we get return on investment out of that in the meantime. Just know that that's available to you, though, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely. And then for this address that we're sending the PIN verification, Google has a 3451 Haverford Avenue.
Haverford.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay, and that's the one you said you want me to hide it, right?
Yeah, I don't want that listed because that's my grandparents.
Okay, I got you. I'll hide address on all platforms. Okay. All right, so I got the business profile set up here. They're going to send the PIN verification letter out today. You'd have to communicate with your grandparents if they see a Google letter in the mail. It's like a little postcard that says Google on it. Make sure they don't throw that away.
It'll have the business name or anything on it?
Yeah, it'll have the name on the back. Like, it'll say Google on the front, and they'll have the name on the back, and then there's a little 5-digit number underneath it.
As long as it has Rebel Overhead Doors on it, they won't throw it away.
Okay. Yeah, it'll have the name on it.
Okay.
If something does happen, though, where they do throw it away, I'll just 3-way call you with Google on the line, and we can verify it over the phone, but they always want to go this route first. And then they only use that as a solution if the first one there's an issue.
Okay. Works for us.
All right. And then there's a form that you're going to get after sign up here. It'll ask you for photos for advanced verification. So it'll ask you for like photos of workplace, things like that. Take your time with it. I know you guys are staying, you're trying to stagger it out until you got this day job situation figured out, but try to get us as much of that as you can. Same concept though, if there's any problems with it or you're missing anything, we could always three-way call Google. We just want to get as much of that information as we can, try to verify it without going through the three-way.
You said workplace photos?
Yeah, they'll ask for like tools and equipment, license, and insurance if it's required in your industry or state. You know, they ask you basic photos, you know. They'll ask for like work truck and license plate. You can cover the numbers, but it's just like the back of the vehicle. So there's set ones, but we do have situations where the guys are like, hey, you know, I go out to them. It's kind of like a generic form. And they're like, I go out to them, they don't come to me, so I don't have a photo of a workplace, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, just a picture of your garage, you know, or whatever, picture of the building that was verified, you know, they don't actually show this to the customers, it's just, it goes to Google, and then they give an advanced verified badge on your listing, and it's supposed to give the customers peace of mind that, like, hey, these guys are already Google verified businesses. That's kind of why people don't really care to do too much more research. Once you're on the first page, they're just kind of like, oh, this guy's Google verified, he's legit, and then you just go with it, you know.
What's the difference between the verified and the guaranteed?
Well, the guaranteed guys, you do a background screening that's like in depth, so they'll go through like your like insurance and or your social security and everything, and Google provides them like a $2,000 insurance for each job. And then you pay per lead for each job. We hand the call off to you as a live call with the customer on the line, and you don't actually get charged unless you set an appointment. So, like, for example, that call that you just got from Home Advisor, you didn't set an appointment, they wouldn't charge you. So you'd actually have an agent, like a Google certified agent on the line with you, transferring that call to you rather than texting it to you for you to call them back. And then if we identify the call that you don't set an appointment, they don't charge you.
And what type of, like, pricing is Google leads, like?
I can look at it right now for garage door. Give me 1 second here. Yeah, so it's $250 just for the application on Google Guarantee. Then it usually takes about 3 to 4 weeks to complete the background screening and the advanced verification. We do have a package that actually has both local listings and the Google Guarantee program.
We'll probably look into that as well.
Yeah. I mean, we could upgrade you later. That's why I say a lot of these guys start out small. But the leads are actually not bad for your industry. So they're saying the leads are $18 to $20 each. Yeah, but Google wants them. They want a minimum starting budget of like 13 leads. So you're gonna pay $250, do the background screening, and then when you're ready to activate it, you'll pay a 13 lead total up front. So I mean, it'll be like up to $250, $300 that you'll pay, and then they charge you after you accept those and set those appointments for each individual lead, right? So once you run out, then it'll renew. For that 13 lead budget, but you might stretch those 13 leads more than a month. You know, it might take you 5 or 6 weeks. So it's not a month to month bill. It's a 13 lead by 13 lead bill. And you could adjust.
So you're just checking for the leads. Yeah.
Yeah. You can make it like 20.
That's going to be better because as long as we set an appointment, you know, we're going to be straight, man.
That's what I mean. So no, I'm with all this. That's why I said I wanted to get on Google and check. It was, like I said, with what we got going on, we're just not quite ready to do that just because of the conflict of interest between the jobs.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's good. You could start out with this local listing, secure that, because you can do Google Guarantee later at any time. You could do pay-per-lead at any time. These local listings, you can't do at any time. So if we capitalize on this, we have the opening, you guys cemented there with the local listing, and then if you want to upgrade later, we can always do Google Guarantee as well. That's not a problem, or Google Ads as well. It's not like the local listings where you can only sign up when there's a spot open.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that works.
Okay. So that way we start with this, get everything going, start generating some reviews, and then, you know, obviously maybe 2-3 months after you got this going, we could do Google Guarantee. I'll set up a call back for you guys. I actually check with you guys every month, so as we go. So obviously we'll have continued conversations. And then I sent Will my direct number and extension too. So if you guys initiate that, you could always call in.
Once this actually like goes live, like once the Google listing goes live, I mean, we're going to be ready to be on Google Guaranteed, all the Google leads, like we'll be ready for all that.
Yeah.
Pretty much once it goes live,
I start a lot of guys out where they go, yeah, I want to do Google Guarantee and Google Ads. And then they realize like actually once you just have this Google Places placement, you're kind of like packed with work until you start hiring some more people, you know, 40-mile radius. Pretty large, so you might just find everything you're looking for with just the local listing, but like I said, we'll see how it goes. I always recommend doing this first, seeing how it is, rather than just like, hey, I want to jump into Google Guarantee, because you might find out once you're doing this, you don't really need that, you're good.
That's
you know?
All I need, yeah.
Yeah.
Appreciate that, yep.
Yeah. Some people are just dumb, and they go, oh yeah, let's just throw a bunch of money at it and see what sticks, and I'm like, that's not a good business strategy. All right, so I got your business profile created. What's a good time for a client interview? They usually take like 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window in case the call goes over. You have extra questions.
What is your latest window?
Well, we're in Orange County over here. I mean, we get out of here at 4, so the last one we have is like 3 to 4.
So we'll do something because either we'll try to get that 3 to 4 and we'll have to do something which is around lunchtime for us so we can actually stop working to, you know.
I mean, I have 11 to 12 if you guys want us to, like, circle back with you in, like, 35 minutes.
Yeah, like 12 to 1 or
well, that's
like
their lunch
1 to
hour.
2.
Yeah, I have a 1 to 2.
1 to 2.
Yeah, 1 to 2 will probably work better for me because that's around the time we usually take a lunch.
Okay. I'm going to send you guys a calendar invitation to the email, the admin at rebeloverheaddoors.com, and then I'll text you 1 hour before. Which number should I call for this?
You can call either or. We're just going to have to three-way the other person onto the line.
Okay. Let me do this then. So we'll call.
Don't call the business line.
Either one of ours.
I got Tim's cell phone. Is what they're gonna call the 0762.
Yep.
Okay, and then we'll three-way call Will. If they can't get a hold of you after 2 tries, they'll just go straight to Will.
Okay, that works.
Okay.
And. How different is your verification progress from the Angie's leads? Because we've already been verified for that one. Like, huh?
Yeah, Google's already aware of your verification process with Angie. Angie's on Google, so anything you submit to Angie, they got access to. Our verification, like,
faster?
Well, yeah, I mean, you're already qualified for the position. That's why we're calling you. So they've already kind of looked into you guys beforehand. But the advanced verification is just to give the customers peace of mind. It's not like something that you could get DQ'd from being up there. You'll still be up there. But you know, having that advanced verification lets them know, like, you know, these guys are legit. You're good. You know, when in your industry, you know, you're giving somebody access to their garage. I don't know about you guys, but
that's where
I got the safe, everything. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I'm not hiring somebody unless it's traceable back, you know? And I want to make sure they're legit. So it's the same concept. We're providing them with that verification and that peace of mind. But so by the time they call you, you know, that's not a question or an objection that you have to handle.
Right.
You know what I mean? They've already seen that you're legit, you're top recommended, you're Google verified, so it's just all business from that point. All right, so I got the client interview scheduled. Again, we're going to call Tim first. If Tim doesn't answer, we'll call Will. Okay. We'll give it two tries. All right, perfect. And then the last thing we got to do is secure the first month's payment. So in terms of securing the first month's payment of the $299, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, is it going to be Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express?
It's Master.
Master, okay. And it's under your name, Tim?
Yep, yep.
And the business name as well?
Yep.
Okay, let me go ahead and adjust. Okay, and the billing address, is it the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
I think it's 89110.
89110?
Yep.
What's the full street address? Or the full billing address? Yeah.
It should be 3612 Budlong Avenue, 89110.
And that's also in Las Vegas?
Yep.
Okay. What's the street name again? Hudlong, you said?
Bud. B-U-D-L-O-N-G.
Budlong Avenue?
Yep.
Okay. All right. I'm ready for the numbers when you are.
The number is 5474.
5474.
1521.
1521.
9038. 6362.
Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0328.
0328, and then there's a three-digit code on the back.
313.
313, okay. And then I'm going to send you outline of the agreement in writing, Tim. It's all going to have your name on it, so I adjusted your phone number as the new number to receive the text messages.
Okay.
So at the bottom, you will have to sign off on this. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification as well. This is just an added form of protection for you. As I'm walking you guys through this, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just feel free to stop me, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you're both on a recorded line. All calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Wait a minute. This isn't for Nevada. Give me 1 second. Sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me just reset this. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. Again, all calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you guys as the business owners. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Rebel Overhead Doors, LLC.
Thank you. And we'll go first, Tim, and then Will. Can you please state your name and title within the company?
Who's going first?
Tim.
Timothy. My name is Timothy DeVito, and I'm a half owner.
Okay. And Will?
My name is Wilfredo Hall, and I am part owner.
All right. And are you gentlemen authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of Rebel Overhead Doors, LLC today?
Yes.
All right. And Tim, are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that was provided today?
Yes.
All right. So gentlemen, it says, to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. I do understand that you intend to kind of stagger out the campaign while you get some things together. But it says, once the account goes live, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay, so we know what you're currently doing, you guys. Like, we already know about Angie's Home Advisor. We've already communicated somebody else is doing your website right now. That's all fine. After today, if you're going to add anything, we want a heads up so we can make sure you're not paying for something we're already doing or not duplicating any of the listings. And when somebody touching your Google business profile, we don't know about, just everybody causes everybody to run around like chickens with their head cut off. So just give us a heads up. Okay. Shouldn't need anything else, to be honest. The way I got it set up.
Like, we plan to be working with home warranty companies as well. It's not going to
No, no, that's fine. It's just if those companies are telling you, hey, they're going to touch your online listings, that's something you want to let us know about. Because if they go in there or they're trying to get managerial access to your Google business profile, we don't know who it is. Like, we're not going to give them access to it. You know what I mean? They're not going to be able to run any kind of ads, touch any of the online listings, things like that.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. So all those online profiles, if they're saying, hey, they're going to touch it, that's something you want to give it a heads up on. Because if you give them permission to touch it and they start doing something and it's messing with the optimization, you know, we don't know what's going on or who to kick out, and we're kind of scrambling around, blowing you up, trying to figure out what's going on, you know?
We got you. Just wanted to make sure that that was going to be okay.
No, yeah, you're fine. I mean, anything else that's, especially if it's not online, it's basically irrelevant to us. Okay, and then it says, in hiring, oh no, you already got that part. The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months, right? They say 30 to 45 days is when you see those maximum results from it. But it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. Says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is August 14th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, that is for a platinum package bundle, meaning that I've made the custom website design optional to you guys in the future at no additional cost. Mm-hmm. And I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed.
And how long is that $299 good for?
Yeah, you're taking the words right out of my mouth. When the term is completed, the agreement is set up to automatically renew every month on the 14th day in the discounted price of $299 for as long as you are with us.
Great.
Yeah, so it's indefinite. It's not like a 6 month or 12 month. It's like as long as you continually use our services, it'll stay $299. So if you guys have this 5-6 years down the line, your bill is the same. It's just $299. It does state in the fine print here, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. There's no cancellation fees, penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing date so we could stop the billing cycle. And then it asks, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yep.
All right, so I'm going to process this payment. You're going to get the receipt and outline of the agreement in writing here, Tim. It's going to ask you to sign off on the bottom of that. They're also going to send you the Google Advanced Verification form. So it's that form you fill out. It'll ask for all the photos, walk you through it step by step. Like I said, fill it out as much as you can. If anything's missing, you know, like I said, worst case scenario, we can always three-way call Google and verify it over the phone with you gentlemen.
Okay.
All right. Give me just a moment. And then I'm also going to send you my direct number and extension too. I sent it to Will already, but I don't think you got it yet. Okay, perfect. Yeah, so we have 24/7 customer service available to you guys. If it is after hours, I'm here 7 to 4 Monday through Friday. We're on Pacific Standard Time, so we're in Orange County, California. So if it's after 4 o'clock and you're trying to call me, it's just going to automatically forward you to a customer service rep. So just a little heads up on that. If you don't want to talk to them, just leave them a message. Tell them, hey, you want to talk to John when he gets in the morning, and I'll call you guys back first thing.
Sounds good.
All right. All right, so let me just make sure that this goes through. Once you have all the appropriate paperwork, I'll let you guys get back to your work day here, and then we'll circle back with you at 1 o'clock for this client interview. So let me ask you, are you guys both working, like, together currently?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, and you said that it would be a conflict of interest, which is why you were kind of delaying getting everything published. Is this another overhead door company or another garage door company that you're working for?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Now I understand. Okay. Well, in the state of Nevada, those no-compete clauses never hold up, so I don't know if they had you sign anything like that, but just so you know.
It's not that. We just don't want to be fired. We want to leave on our own terms.
I want to make sure we're comfortable enough to leave.
Do you want to leave on good terms? Like, you guys are actually still cool with them? You're just like, hey, I could do this myself and make more money instead of, you're not on good terms.
I don't care about leaving on good terms. It's just that I'm trying to make sure that I have a goal that I need to take care of before we leave.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like family.
And he has his family. Yeah.
Yeah, I got you. I understand that, too. Yeah, a while back, our CEO actually came to me and was like, hey, look, I'll pay you this if you just stay. Yeah, I've been here ever since, so I was like, all right, fine. Yeah.
Well, I know they ain't going to do that for me.
Yeah, some companies, I mean, yeah, I know how it is. They just see things as like a revolving door, and it's like, here, you're replaceable, you know. I know how that goes. Not a good feeling, but you know what? He's gonna be feeling real bad.
I'm for the right connection, man.
Yeah, I'm half and half. Actually, I'm a mulatto, so my dad's from South Central and my mom's from Garden Grove. So my mom's white, my dad's black. I know how that is.
Your mom's from about Sacramento?
No, Garden Grove. So she's like in Orange County. Yeah, and my dad's from South Central LA. They're just two complete opposites. One's like a white beach girl, and my dad grew up in the inner city, like in downtown LA. But yeah, so I know how that is, though. People just see that the dark side of me until they start talking to me, and then they're like, "Oh, this guy's an intellectual," you know? I'm like, "Yeah, we all are, actually." You just see this stuff you see on the TV when you're hiding in your house. But I said,
so
I think
I just signed it.
Oh, that was fast.
I think
okay.
I just,
yeah, I got it back. So the username and password page that you're on, they're going to send you the UN and password at the end of the client interview. It's going to be a separate email. That's going to be something you're going to want to share with Will, too. There's like a YouTube video to show you how to use it, and there's a downloadable app, so that way you don't have to look at it from that version. You guys can just download that, and it's a really good tool to have moving forward, especially if you guys don't have like a specific secretary or somebody answering the phone. If you're missing calls, it'll kind of like pipeline their information. There's a link in there you could text them that goes live to your Google Business profile asking them to write a review. Like, let's say one of you guys just went out, completed a job, you're in the truck, you send them that link, and then they have a verified review. If they just put the 5-star and type something in, they're already logged into their email there on Google. So it's, you know, they do a little bit more advanced verified reviews, but that link will help you kind of build up the reviews and everything. There's a lot of tools in there. It lets you see everything that's happening, like with Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, the Amazon Alexa voice search results. So you get data and feedback on everything we're bringing to the table.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. All right, gentlemen. So that concludes the initial setup process. Did you guys have any questions, comments, or concerns for me while we still got you on the line?
No, I think we're good. We'll be able to ask them during that time. Consultation call?
Yeah, the client interview's at 1 o'clock. It might be like 1:10, 1:15. So it's not going to be
we'll
like...
We'll be ready for it.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just be ready for it. I'll call you first. As long as they don't have me tied up on something else, I'll call you first, and I'll introduce you guys to the client interview technician, and they'll actually walk you through the client interview. So it's pretty easy. It's just set questions. There's about 32 questions that they'll ask you that help us set up your profile. They'll go over, like, service area that you cover, specific services that you want to be listed for. That way we can make sure the calls that come in are always qualified.
All right.
Sounds good.
All right, you guys. Well, you enjoy the rest of your evening, and I'll circle back with you at 1. If you have any other questions, comments, or concerns along the way, just call in, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'm looking forward to working with you.
You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.